Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Welcome, everyone. This is Hank Eater, also known as Hank the PR Guy, host of the Home Business Success Show. And you're listening to BizRadio.us, all entrepreneurs all the time. Our show today is different with a panel discussion about generational divides from boomers to Gen Z. But first, my 2-cent marketing minute. Do you use LinkedIn to find leads for your business? If you do, I'm asking you to observe a little bit of LinkedIn etiquette. Don't be one of those people who makes a new connection and then minutes later, you're trying to sell them something. Business is based on relationships. Get to know people before you present your offer. Otherwise, it's a real turnoff and it'll get you nowhere. Our panel discussion today is a preview of our upcoming event, Biz Radio's June Biz and Bytes, June 20th at 5:30 p.m. at Focal Point Coworking in downtown Asheville, just a few blocks behind the Orange Peel. The topic is bridging the generational divide from boomers to Gen Z. Stereotypes run deep, and they block meaningful communication between the generations. I'll be representing boomers. Entrepreneur Tara Ballard speaks for Gen X. Biz Radio U.S. Production Manager Aaron Matan is here for Millennials, also known as Gen Y. Personal trainer and entrepreneur Ricky Schick is representing Gen Z. Welcome to our show, everyone.
Hello.
Thank you, Hank.
Awesome. Thanks for having us, Hank.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being a part of this upcoming panel. I'm excited about the possibilities that we'll share that evening. All right. First, let me have each of you give your 1-minute elevator pitch. We'll start with Tara. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you so much, Hank. So my name is Tara Ballard, and yes, I am a part of that. What generation am I in? I'm 53. I am an entrepreneur. I came into entrepreneurship a little bit later in life in about 2012. I worked in traditional business before then. And what I do is I help people break up with Amazon, Target, Walmart, the big box stores, and get American-made products delivered straight to their door. That will be higher in quality than Walmart and Target. Quality is more like Whole Foods, but the price is still in line with Target and Walmart, all made in the US, which I know a lot of people are interested in nowadays. And that's what I do. I connect people to the US store.
Very cool. Well, you know, it's important that we bring business back to the United States. So I'm glad that you represent that. Aaron, give us a few tips about yourself.
Yeah. Where to start? Let's see. 9 years in the military, serving in the Army, got a lot of experience in discipline and problem solving through that. Kind of shifted some of my learnings from nearly a decade in the military over to my civilian career. I've bounced all around. I'm a self-proclaimed, I know a guy. So I've done it all, sales, marketing, logistics, you name it. But right now I've, my father and I, Matt Matan, we own and operate bizradio.us, as you see behind your logo. I do the production and kind of logistics behind the curtain operations of the station. He's more of the face. And so that's pretty much what I do. I don't get behind the mic much, so I'm in uncharted territory. This will be fun. Oh, and I represent the millennials at age 29.
There you go. And last but not least, representing Gen Z.
Gen Z. What's going on, guys?
Ricky Schick.
My name is Ricky Schick. I'm representing Gen Z. And I, right out of high school, I got into the fitness industry and became a personal trainer. I didn't know it was going to be my full-time gig, right? It was always a part-time gig. I had the honor of being a personal trainer for over a decade. And basically, I moved to the Asheville area, and I had worked a 9-to-5 job for my entire work career. Even as a trainer, I worked multiple jobs. And I come to realize that that wasn't where my passion lied, right? And I started getting into entrepreneurship about a year ago. And I have learned a lot since then, right? So I am the owner and operator of Fitness For You Personal Training. We are out of the Asheville, North Carolina area. We basically go door to door and we help people get into the best shape of their life. Ultimately, we help people find the fitness that they love to do, because if you can find the fitness that you love to do, you will do it consistently. And if you can do it consistently, you can take those poor lifestyle habits that you may have gained over the years and change them for positive habits. So that's our main goal. Our main goal is to change people's lives. That's a little bit about me.
There you go. Well, you all know who I am. I'm Hank Eater, Hank the PR guy. I'm the host of the Home Business Success Show. I have a long background in journalism, public relations, marketing, even graphics design. Graphics design, I did the old way, but I won't get into that. I was old school because, you know, I'm representing the boomers. But we'll get into a little bit more of that soon. First, I'd like to look at what are some of the stereotypes that fly around about the generations. I'm pretty sure we've all seen the okay boomer memes, and we've heard plenty of biased talk about Gen Z. What have you noticed? Feel free to jump in and share some of the stereotypes you might have seen about these generations.
The ice. There you go.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Go for it. I'm curious.
So
I'm curious too.
From the Gen Z point of view, I may have had a little bit of a different view than what my generation has, but I do see a lot of us are not communicating so much, right? I feel like a lot of the stereotypes for Gen Z is that we're kind of not reliable, right? Maybe we don't have the ability to connect as well as maybe the past generations, you know, do. And I do believe that there is some truth to that. So speaking for my own generation, I believe that ultimately the Gen Zers have forgotten what it's like to have human one-on-one connection and building relationships. Because ultimately, if you're going to run a really good business, like you said, Hank, in the beginning, you have to be able to connect with people. And I think that is something that Gen Z is starting to miss.
And do you think that's from the fact that most of the time is spent on social media?
110%. I believe that we are becoming a generation of, we're becoming like a soundbite generation. We're doing this all day long. We're scrolling on our phones and we're texting all day long, and we're isolated, you know, all day long. And we forgot what it was like to pick up the phone and say, "Hey mom, how you doing?" Or, "Hey friend, how you doing?" Right? Because ultimately that translates into business too. Like if I'm going to connect with somebody, first off, I want to be able to give value to you, and I cannot give value to you over a text message. I can give more value to you face-to-face and looking you in the eye rather than sending a text message. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think that kind of instant gratification that social media gives, especially your generation, like millennials are an interesting breed, because we're the last ones that were printing out MapQuest. We're the last ones that had to bust out the Atlas and navigate. So, and we remember screaming down to your parents saying, "Hey, get off the phone. I'm trying to use the internet."
Yeah, dial up.
we got to experience that shift in technology. But at the same time, we always know that we can default back to kind of what you're saying, the one-on-one connections, being forced to kind of figure it out analog. Do you think kind of as technology has shifted and as, you know, kind of that instant gratification through social media apps and all that, do you think that translates over to the business where your generation experiences kind of impatience with maybe clients or coordinating with other businesses?
I yes, 110%. And I'm even victim of that. You know, I'm originally from New York. I got the New York work style. Like I went yesterday, right? And I do agree. I think we have this instant gratification thing going on. We have TikTok, we have Instagram, we have Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's 10-minute, you know, bits. And I really appreciate your position because you're like in the gap between Gen Z and the boomer generation. You're kind of like, okay, I have the wisdom of the past, but now I have the new tools of the newest, you know, generation. And yes, I do believe it gets involved, you know, in the business. Like if we forget that this is an infinite game we're playing, and it's kind of like fitness and health. Our generation is so focused on that end goal, whatever it might be, that we forgot that this is an infinite game and this needs to take time. Do you feel now, as somebody who is millennial, you're kind of in the gap. Where do you stand on that position? Do you feel like you're taking traits from the older generation and the newer generation and combining them?
Yeah, I think Hank and I had a conversation off of recording at one point, talking about like, you know, where did the fix it instead of replacement mentality drop off?
Right.
And I'd be curious about your perspective on that, Tara, as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when obviously, you know, you crack a phone or something, it's a lot easier to just go ahead and cheaper to get it replaced. Well, I've noticed that, you know, some of that mentality has translated over to one-on-one interactions and, you know, agreements. I've had good and bad experiences with both sides. I think people are people at the end of the day, but, you know, I do think that your generation is a lot more in the moment, and there are benefits that come from that as well as negative things. Instead of, you know, not to kind of dive into cancel culture or anything like that, but you know, if you have a client or a partnership where it's just you're on the second, third week of follow-ups and you're just not getting anywhere, it's like, okay, you know what, I can go ahead and move on. I'll cut my losses and then go on to bigger and better things, as well as getting money quick. That seems to be a popular idea as of late. You know, I know my skills and abilities. I need $1 million for it. Seems to be, which I think there's a healthy side of that too. Like one, I love the energy of you personally. I love your energy. And two, I think you guys have figured out a way to kind of compartmentalize and prioritize revenue generation. Like this side hustle phenomena was not existent, you know, before my time. You worked one job until you died.
Right.
You're lucky if you get a pension.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Tara,
what so are you true. About? What yeah. You- I mean, I'm a little different in that I do see all sides because I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I don't have kids. So I haven't had to bring up a generation either, but it's all like, I go back and forth because I do love the convenience of being able to just text and have a conversation via text, but there is a lot lost in that translation. A lot of time I have a lot of my friends are younger. They're, you know, in their 30s, 40s, I'd say. And like, we'll literally have an entire conversation via text when it would be just as easy to pick up the phone and actually talk to each other. So I definitely see both sides of, you know, in my business, it is all about building relationships. And so, you know, for that, and for me, I need to get to know the person, and that just doesn't happen completely via text message. So it's either via Zoom, via phone call, things like that. And so but I can see both sides and, you know, talking about the side gig, you know, when I started my side gig, it was 2012. I was working, you know, full-time job in legal information technology. And, I was brought up in a very traditional household where, you know, mom and dad, you graduated high school, you went to college, you got married, you started having kids, all of that. And I did that and then realized very quickly that it wasn't for me. pretty much by my mid-20s, I was married, and then I got divorced when I was 6 years later, and realized that that traditional stuff just, it just, you know, it didn't speak to me. So that's when I, you know, started looking for other opportunities and other things to do outside of my traditional job, to generate more revenue and to give me more freedom and flexibility in my life. And, you know, as far as bridging that gap between all of our generations, I think we all have a lot of that in common. And, you know, it's just the way that we go about it may be a little bit different. And it's not to say that one way is right and what way, one way is wrong. I think we all have our own ways of doing things that are a means to our own ends. And so for me, it's like looking at, you know, it's very easy to stereotype, I think, all generations, because you see maybe one group, you know, a few people from a generation, and they're not doing the things that you think they should do. And it's easy to stereotype that, you know, and just feel like, oh, all millennials or all, you know, young people are lazy, right? That's the theme that we hear nowadays is, oh, they don't want to work, right? And where we were brought up, I was brought up to work hard for what you have and all of that. And it's not, you know, I think a lot of it is, no, it's not that they're lazy. It's that they're going about things in a way different manner than we did growing up, because we didn't have access to all the things that we have now. Do I feel that social media plays a big role in good and bad? Absolutely. And that goes for all generations, I believe. Mm-hmm. I'm just as guilty as the next person of going down the scroll hole on social media and playing the comparison game and all of that. And, you know, the good thing is I have the, a little bit more wisdom now that I'm older of, you know, not letting, it define me, if that makes sense. So.
Well, aren't we all, we're all guilty of that, you know, and I've had my share of jokes about, you know, the Gen Zers who live in their parents', you know, basement and don't want to work. But the truth of it is, when you look at something that happened during the pandemic, during and after the pandemic, they called it the Great Resignation. And it's why for a bit of time, it was so hard to get workers to do anything. It's not that the young people didn't want to work. They had just come to the realization that, you know, they did some soul searching and realized they didn't want to work for these buttheads who were treating them like dirt and paying them next to nothing and not appreciating them. And then they could draw on their inner talent. And like Ricky said, find your passion and go for it. And that's a big difference between the generations. I mean, Tara and I are probably a little closer generationally, but in my time, we were taught, go to school, get an education, get a good job, and then you stay with that job. You know, even if like in the Pink Floyd song, hanging on in quiet desperation is the English way. The younger people aren't hanging on in quiet desperation. I mean, it took me a lot of years. I got into the entrepreneurial route, but much, much later in life. And if I had done it, you know, 30 years ago, I'd be way ahead of where I am now. But yeah, at least I had the foresight to see it in another way that as a boomer, I'm not typical of boomers, is that I've always embraced the technology. You know, I can stick to the technology with the best of the Gen Z, and I even build websites for clients, which is very unusual for a boomer. You know, usually it's like, how do I turn on the computer?
Right.
Yes. So, that was something for me too. So my dad was very tech savvy. He was way ahead of his time from the time that I was just a little thing. And so he instilled that in me too, Hank. So, and I'm so grateful that he did, because I mean, some of, you know, my grandparents when they were alive, you know, it's almost like there's a switch in some people that once you get to a certain age, you just stop learning and stop growing. And that is, for me, that is definitely not something that is acceptable for myself. And those that I'm around, is I want to keep learning and growing. I don't care how old I get. I always want to be learning and growing. So it's interesting to hear you talk about that, you know, being a boomer too. So
That's incredible. And I think that, you know, how can I put it? The time has flown by. I mean, we're almost out of time and we have barely scratched the surface of what we can talk about. Mm-hmm. But that's why our upcoming panel discussion at Focal Point Coworking on June 20th is going to be so interesting. We're going to have about an hour to talk about it and then have questions and answers. And, you know, we'll really be able to explore this. Right now, I'd like to ask each of you, let's start with Tara. How can folks get in touch with you to find out more about what you do?
Absolutely. So the best way is either visiting my website, which is bestshoppingever.us, bestshoppingever.us, or email is fine, which is Tara, T-A-R-A, at primelifefit.com. So like prime of your life, primelifefit.com.
Very good. And Aaron?
Yeah. So to hear other great shows just like Hank's, you can go over to bizradio.us. Just type that into the URL. It'll pop up our station. There's a contact link. So if you have any questions, want to get involved with some of the things that we're doing, just go onto that website. Again, that's bizradio.us.
And Ricky?
And if you guys are interested, if anyone out there is interested in personal training in the Asheville, Weberville area, you can actually find us on Instagram, Gen Z thing over there, Instagram, at Ricky Schick Fitness for You. You can DM us there, and then we can get in contact. We can do a free consultation. You can also reach us at our business hotline at 845-642-4006. That's 845-642-4006.
Very good. And most of you know that the best way to get in touch with me is to go to bizradio.us, click on shows, and scroll down to where you see a picture that looks very much like, well, for those who are listening, you're not seeing this picture, but there's a picture of me with the Home Business Success Show background behind me. And click on that, and you'll be taken to all of my contact information. I'd like to thank you guys for being here with us today. And for the audience, please don't miss our panel discussion June 20th at 5:30 p.m. Log on to bizradio.us and click on events to find out about ticket information. The event is free to Focal Point co-working members, but only $5 to the general public. To our listeners, tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. for the Home Business Success Show here on bizradio.us. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. We've all done it, and you can too. See you again next week. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.